Hey, now when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you precious, precious Blood River Radio family out there. My God, it's so good to be back in the studio. If, to be honest, I was a little bit, you know, I'm always running wide open on, I have an 8-cylinder engine, but I usually run on 10 cylinders. I was maybe slightly less energetic than usual until I got this text from Biscuit, and it really fired me up what's going on in the United States. But anyway. Before I get off on another rabbit trail, people, you know who you're listening to? You're listening to Blood River Radio. That's right, Blood River Radio. We're the only radio station in the United States, maybe even the world, that we dedicated this whole program to the Boer Trekkers, to our wonderful kinsmen of South Africa, to the Boer Trekkers, to the Afrikaners that fought the mighty Zulus on the banks of the Nkomo River. Now they call it Blood River. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But, you know, Biscuit came through. I was telling you about that. He reminded me of that, about that. Reminded me of some other stuff. But anyway, you're listening to, like I said, Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. And I just can't wait to get the show done tonight. I'm hoping we can give a great show. And by the way, just people, just in case you don't know what the date is, it is, we always do this. It is December the 17th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty, the only name under the sun. That's Jesus Christ. That's the only name under the sun which man can be saved. While we were yet sinners, he died. Jesus Christ paid the sin price for us. And, you know, people with that, you know, we're a Christian show. But tonight, instead of doing a regular prayer, I'm going to veer off just a little bit. I'm going to read what a lot of people call the Romans Road to Salvation. And I thoroughly believe this. So here we go, people. This is a group of scriptures, a clump of them, out of the book of Romans, written by the Apostle Paul, my favorite apostle, I think. And this is how you get to heaven. Here you go. Romans Road. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's Romans 3:23. I always read out of the King James. Okay. Next. For the wages of sin is death. That's Romans 6:23a. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That has saved me many a times. It really has. In fact, it saved me during my first marathon. That if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Lastly, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a holy living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Thanks be to God. That's if you do those people, there's no way on hell or heaven you're going to work your way into heaven. You cannot do it. If you could do that, if you could work your way into heaven, then Jesus Christ would have never come here and gone through all that hell and been sacrificed on the cross for us. So just forget about trying to work your way to heaven. It ain't going to work. Anyway, a great amen to that. People, we have a great program tonight. We have my blood brother, my spirit brother, Rand the Alabama Lone Wolf. But he's going to be on tonight. And the second hour tonight, we have Gene Andrews, the Bitter Vendor himself. He'll be returning to the show tonight. He's been out a long time. He'll be up with Miss Nancy Hitt. But people, before we do any of that, we have to go to our donors. And our donors this week, Paul of West Virginia. Thank you so much, Paul. Without you donors, without you people, there's no way in hell we could do this program. There's no way in hell we could have ever gone to third hour. I'm really amazed at what we've been doing. We've had some really good people that have been really keeping us going. Also, Tony of Findlay, Ohio, he wrote me a letter about St. Jude. I'll have to answer him private about that. I thought he was joking with the way that some of the questions he asked. I thought, surely he's just joking. But anyway, I'll answer him about that later. I may have to send him a regular letter because I don't want to talk about all this stuff in the air. Also, thank you so much, Tony, and thank you so much, Paul. And we also have Jay-Z from AZ. Man, Jay-Z from AZ, well, he's another rock hard guy. I mean, God, Jay-Z, he's been there from day one. He's kept us afloat. He really has. And also, the old Yankee buddy, Frank White. Frank White, the Yankee, is more hardcore Southern than 98% of these people in Memphis right here. I guarantee you, he's more hardcore. And people, one more thing I got to do. I got to go through. Speaking of Biscuit, one of our biggest donors, he came through here last Sunday night. What a surprise. The guy, what a rock solid guy. What a great Christian man. He came up here from a southern state going west. I'm not going to give all the details. Get this dude. He stopped off at a church over there in Podunk, Mississippi. Little church in the middle of nowhere. Talked to them, made friends there. It's just kind of like me. You know, I'm like that. Talk to anybody. But anyway, he's trying to find a place to live when he retires. He's a hell of a guy. And we ate supper, and Biscuit is a giant. I didn't realize he was that big. Biscuit is 6'6", maybe 6'7", 355 pounds. I tell you what, he looks like he could play. He looks like a D-lineman. He could play in the Super Bowl. Anyway, he sent this text today. He says, "Hello, Eddie. My Arkansas expedition came to a successful conclusion yesterday." By the way, I got his approval to read this. He says, "I arrived home last night after 15 hours on the road. While I saw some beautiful country and met some nice people, I couldn't help but feel sad as I drove home." Scrolling up. "The onslaught being waged against the South today is so massive. No aspect of life is untouched by Satan and his officer corps." I love that term. I'm going to borrow that term. That's for all these BLM, Antifa, and all these other people that hate our guts. They are officers' corps. They're working for Satan himself. Then he goes on. "And while every vestige of everything Southern is being swept away, our people hang or plaster the federal striped rag over own everything. It's a rag. It's a rag that drafted me. I you know what? If I'd known what I know, Dave, I'd have gone to Canada. Or I'd have gone to jail just like about other people. When we got drafted in Vietnam. You know, that flag, that's the most criminal symbol in the face of the earth. We could go on about that forever and ever. But anyway, I'm going to keep going. He says, yeah, they hang that stripe of rag everywhere. People in the South, people that were being beat down years ago, people that their great-grandmothers were raped by these people wearing that flag. And he says, "Damn, how stupid can we be? Eddie, you're still the only one that's delivering the clear, concise, and consistent message that is so vital. If our people are ever to turn the tide," I didn't read that right, but anyway, he says, "give them the bayonet, no quarter. Give them the black flag." Amen to that, Biscuit. God bless you. And he's the one, he sent these clips to me about, we might try to play that clip later. I don't know if we can send it to Jay or not, but it might be too much of a pain. We'll see, but it's not very long at all. It's very little. It's about this black goon. Get this. These blacks were going into a cemetery, a friggin' cemetery up here in Richmond, Virginia, where the descendants, the direct blood descendants of General A.P. Hill, they're being forced to move that grave, just like they did here in Memphis, Tennessee. They're having to move that grave To I don't know where. They talked about, they said they're going to move it to a Black History Museum. The hell with that, man. And they got these black, these feral black animals out there in a cemetery, people, while these people trying to honor their dead ancestors. And they're calling him, daring him to fight and using profanity and just trying to insult him in every which way. And you know, even if you get into a fight, when these federally protected, they're the most dangerous species list. If you put one hand on one of these feral black animals, then they'll be hell to pay. The Sodom of the Atomic government will send 30, 40 FBI agents after you. It'll be the worst crime in history, according to them. But we're going to cover that some after a while. Let's see, what else I got? Okay, listen, January the 7th, people, dear people, we'll be going to the third hour. I want to remind you of that, and we'll be starting at 3 p.m. instead of 4. So please keep that in mind. And also, people, we'll probably have to pre-record a message for this Christmas Eve. Little Lizzie, she can't do it. She's got to be in the bed waiting on Santa Claus to come, man. I don't blame her. I'll probably be there myself. So we won't be doing it live the 24th. So just, and I know you expect that. Probably most of y'all won't even be listening to it anyway. But anyway, the 31st, New Year's Day, I don't know if we're going to, depends on what Jay and them wants to do. But we're very, flexible here. That's for dag, I'm sure. But anyway, now we're going to bring in the Alabama Lone Wolf. We used up that segment. When we come back, we're bringing the Lone Wolf in, and he's going to let me know if I forgot anything. And then we're going to start dropping some napalm. So we'll be right back, dear Blood River Radio family.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, have one more humongous announcement to make. Listen, I don't know if you know it or not, I have a dear friend, General, my dear friend and yours, and my general, Michael Hill. He sent me a text yesterday telling me that, and he was right, I cannot believe I forgot all about it. There's been so much going on. Yesterday was December the 16th. It was the 183rd anniversary of the Battle of Blood River. And we didn't have nearly enough time to do that justice. But here's what we're going to do, y'all. We go to 3 hours the first of the year. So with the first week or two in January, we want to put together a really great program to give honor to the VorTrekkers of 1838, December 16th, 1838. As Rand said during the break, it was a miracle that the VorTrekkers survived. They didn't even have one person killed. And they just, they killed, they killed thousands of Zulus. They were against a force of probably 30,000 Zulus. And there was less than 500 VorTrekkers. But anyway, listen, we're going to do that. And as you well know, Blood River Radio, guess who it's named after? It's named after, you know, the VorTrekkers in South Africa, that battle. And so the first of the year, we're going to do that. We're going to try to talk some of our other guys who's been associated with this show forever. For instance, like Rich Hamblin. He's an expert on all things South Africa. We're going to try to see if we can get Simon Roach, see if we can get him. We have to tape him because he doesn't like to come up late at night. And we'd like to get Simon Roach. He's still living in South Africa. Rich Hamblin and Matt and Janice, our sister Janice, they've all been to South Africa. Rich and Janice have been there twice, I believe. But anyway, we'll try to get them to participate. But anyway, regardless, we'll be doing a long tribute on to Blood River and the miracle that happened on that bank. And we'll even they call it, I believe, the Day of the Vow. In fact, in the past, I have read the Day of the Vow, the prayer of the Day of the Vow. We'll be reading that, unless my poor old stupid mind, unless I forget it. But when we do our program, we'll open it. Instead of a regular prayer, we'll open the Day of the Vow prayer. Anyway, that's all. I think that's all the announcements I can think of right now. Anyway, did I leave out anything, Rand?
I don't think so, Eddie. I think we're in good shape as far as the announcements. You know, Eddie, you brought up about the flag.
Yeah.
And they just erected like a 100-foot pole in front of the power company on Highway 31. It's got a gigantic American flag hanging from it. I have to ride by it twice a day, most every day. I have to ride by it. And you know, Eddie, it just burns me. And I just have to wonder how people get in that mindset and how they can continue to support that flag. Because when you support that flag, you're supporting things like drag queen shows in Washington, D.C. recently. Like they had Cindy Loeffler, you know, up there, you know, crying and carrying on about, oh, we can finally love who we choose. And such as that, the perversion and just the lack of morals. And if you support that flag, you're supporting a government that supports Ukraine in its efforts. And I know we're going to probably play a clip, maybe not this hour, but maybe later, from Tucker Carlson about the Zelensky closing down the Orthodox Church, which is thousands of years old in Ukraine. $100 billion already. $100 billion already. But when Trump was in office, those same people couldn't come up with any money for a wall, a border wall, or anything to slow down the influx of the invaders that continue to stream into this country every day. And Eddie, I don't know how much longer, I don't know how much more it's going to take before white men wake up, and not only wake up, but rise up. You mentioned about the AP Hill. You know, I think they removed the statue on Monday in Richmond, Virginia. You know, this was the last one, and I don't know how many others Miss Nancy would know, and I'm sorry, I don't know, but they, You know, they've wiped out already all of the monuments and Confederate statues in the city of Richmond, what they called that the city of Richmond owned. And the reason that the AP Hill is the last one to go is because the man was buried under it. And they had
Well, just like here in Memphis.
Yeah, just like right there in Memphis, absolutely. But it's just such a travesty. It's just so upside down. I mean, at the same time in the month of November, you had at least 24 whites killed by blacks just in the month of November. So many other problems, so many other things that should be attended to and put at the top of the list instead of destroying these monuments. Just for that reason alone, not even counting that that's our ancestors and that's our heroes. As a Southerner, men like A.P. Hill was certainly a hero of mine, along with many others. Lee, Stonewall, all the above, Davis. But I just don't know, Eddie, what it's going to take for people to realize that we're going down a road. And another thing, and I may go down a little, as you say, a little bit of rabbit trail, but you know, all of this talk from these Democrats about supporting freedom in Ukraine and, you know, and all of their talk and carrying on about January the 6th, the threat to democracy, white supremacists, bigots, all of that. See, all of that, they're using these words. But see, they're trying to talk themselves into something. You know, sometimes we talk ourselves into things.
I like to.
Well, these Democrats are talking Americans into taking action. Not just we won't be talking anymore, but if something's not changed and we don't go down and take a hard turn back to the right, no pun intended, you know, this is not going to end very well for a lot of people. Of course, all of us on here, we know that it's a train just waiting to run off the track. It's already off the track, but it's just a matter of time before this whole thing, something big happens.
I'd like to comment on some of that, Moran. Here's what they did, and we've talked about this before, but it just infuriates me, y'all. Here's what they've done. You've got a bunch of black feral animals and their handlers, their Antifa handlers. They're coming into a graveyard. They come into a cemetery where people, family members of General A.P. Hill, ran. There was a family members there being forced to violate, to desecrate the grave of their ancestor. Just picture that. These goons, these humanoids can come into any cemetery in the country they want. A cemetery, y'all, and dig up the grave. And how many times have we said on the air, these people don't just want you dead. They want to desecrate your grave. They want to destroy your casket that your grandfathers, your great grandfathers have buried. They want to defecate on your body. It's never enough. How long, like you said, Rand, how long are we going to sit here and allow these people to come in and rape our white women, rape our white daughters, our granddaughters, sodomize our little grandsons? How long, dear God, are we going to allow them to come into a cemetery? They've done it right here in Memphis, Tennessee. How long will it be before they start going through all white cemeteries and get Vietnam veterans, Korean War veterans, World War II veterans that were white and dig their graves up? And I'm going to address that when we come back, then we'll go right back to Rand.
pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she is for legislation that bans TikTok on government devices. The effort received unanimous support in the Senate vote is now closer to being adopted next week. The No TikTok on Government Devices Act was passed Wednesday night with no objections. Several states have already banned the U.S. of TikTok on government networks and devices over national security concerns. Florida is struggling with below quantities of their orange crop. Rich Johnson explains why.
The combination of extreme weather and a disease attacking citrus fruit could drive down Florida's orange crop to its lowest level since before World War II. The forecast now is for Florida to produce 20 million boxes of oranges this year. That's about 51% below last year's crop.
Travel delays are worsening the weekend before Christmas. FlightAware reports over 2,300 delays, 150 cancellations within the U.S. The airport seeing the most delays, Chicago O'Hare International Airport. That cup of Joe may not be available to your favorite coffee joint this weekend.
Looks like you're going to have to get caffeinated somewhere else. Workers at about 100 Starbucks across the U.S. going on strike this weekend. Starbucks Workers United says the strike is to protest unfair labor practices, including closing stores that voted to join the union. It also claims that the company has refused to bargain for an initial union contract. This is the second cross-country strike by the union.
Croatia scored a 2-1 win over Morocco in world soccer to end their World Cup run today with a third-place finish in Qatar. That sets the stage for Sunday's championship match between Argentina and France. This is USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you for hanging on. We're going to wrap this up, then we're going to go to a sleep in a minute. But listen, when these thugs come to our graveyards and dig our precious ancestors up, and when they start coming to the veteran cemeteries and digging up your white father who fought in World War II, when I'll be dead, Vietnam, Korea, etc., you know, I'm not saying those were good wars, but if they start digging every white person up, how long are you going to put up with that crap? How long are you going to allow people that went to Washington, D.C. on January the 6th to continue to be arrested and prosecuted for plotting to kill one of those stinking FBI agents? You know, how long are you going? Are we going to sit around for peaceful Christian protesters out trying to hand out literature, trying to persuade young ladies not to go get an abortion, and then the Christians being arrested and the thugs that attack them getting off scot-free? How long are we going to allow that? You say, well, they'll send the FBI agents after you. Well, folks, when they send the 30 FBI agents after you, if there's only 25 or 26 FBI agents leaving, but they got 30 coming out there and 25, and it takes 5 of them to take one of us, then by God, if that goes just like Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, when they start losing so damn many FBI agents, maybe they'll get off their ass and think about maybe they're on the wrong side. Maybe they should get a peaceful job where they won't have to risk their life. And maybe things will turn around then. But it's not until we, you know what? And they talk about lawful
doing it legally, to hell with legal. You can't do a legal situation in an illegal government like we have. We have to go back and get a constitutional sheriff. Well, damn the Constitution. We have to get a godly sheriff, a godly militia, a godly posse, you know, a grand jury. We have to take it into our own hands. We have to take this government back. We have to take our country back. It's not, there's no peaceful way out of this crap, y'all. There's none. Just quit dreaming and thinking you're going to go up here to Montgomery Bell and listen to all these long-winded speeches from Jared the Jew Taylor and places like that. You're not going to get your liberty that way, Rand.
I agree with you, brother. Let's don't forget what we're talking about at the break, Patrick Henry. What did he say? If it be treason, let's make the best of it.
Yes. Patrick Henry said, if it be treason, by God, let's make the best of it. Let's make the best of it. Be thinking about that, people.
You know, brothers and sisters, though, when it comes down to it, if we don't do something, we're not going to have a homeland. And we're certainly not going to have a homeland for our grandchildren if we don't do something. But when it comes down to it, sadly, when it comes down to the nut cutting, it's not going to be many in our corner.
No.
So don't expect a big group. We're going to have to do it with few. And we talked about that on this show before. This was certainly proven to me days leading up to Charlottesville, and certainly after Charlottesville, because, and I hate to say it, many.
Rand, we got to give you a hold up. Rand, I want you to tell the people who you are. Listen, I got to say this. Rand, I want you to listen. We have a man on our program right here. I honor him greatly. Rand, I'll never interrupt you, but I got to tell this. Rand Owen went down to get the shields to take. He hand carried those shields to Charlottesville. When you see this shield wall, guys, in Charlottesville, you're listening to a man on Blood River Radio who took the damn shields up there. The man who manufactured the shields, all of a sudden he heard mama calling. He couldn't go. His wife was raising hell, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe it was true. I don't know. But he didn't go. Rand went up there single-handedly. And not only did Rand carry the shields up there, Rand stood on that damn shield wall line. And I'm telling you what, Rand's not no 25-year-old man. And Rand ain't like Biscuit. He don't weigh 355 pounds. Rand did that. That's the kind of guys, that's the kind of people we have on this radio program here. We don't have all these damn long-winded intellectuals, lightweight eggheads. We have the real deal. Now, and I hope I didn't embarrass you, Rand, but my hat's off to you, brother. I respect you. I'll shut up now. I didn't want to remember. Hey, you think, well, I'll play that clip. What do you want to do, Rand?
Yeah, we can play the clip, Eddie, but since you brought that up, I've never really talked about it that much before. But I am proud.
You damn should be proud.
I feel a lot better about myself being there and participating at Charlottesville than I would have if I hadn't have been there. That is
I honor you to the max, because I know so many people that that you couldn't melt them and pour them up there, and after it was over, they, oh, I can't be in the South no more. My mama might call me, you know, I got a job, I got this, I got that, but Rand did.
And you're right, Eddie, it's sad, because a lot of them defected before Charlottesville, and certainly a lot of them did afterwards. And that's why I say, when it comes down to what I said, called the nut cutting, it's just going to be a few of us. It's just going to be a few of us. But you know what? With the help of our Father, Yahweh, our God, and Lord Jesus Christ, we will persevere. We can overcome. As long as we have faith and go about our business in the correct way, there's no doubt in my mind that we can overcome. We have to overcome this. We don't have a choice. We have to overcome it.
And we know who's waiting for us, Rand. We you know what? We're going to go to heaven. And just keep in mind, this so-called FBI and all these so-called law enforcement agents, they're nothing but a bunch of criminals. They're protecting a criminal enterprise. Their job, the FBI's sole job, is to suppress freedom, is to protect, is to cover up crimes. That's all they do. They're a criminal organization. So don't be giving any respect to the stinking FBI or any of these other stupid so-called intelligence outfits. They're nothing but a bunch of damn criminals. They're protecting pedophiles and Satan worshipers and the worst scum of the earth. Rand, I guess we ought to go ahead and play that clip, brother, because we're going to run out of time if we don't.
Let me say one more thing. What gets me, that it's not surprising to me, but what gets me, it's quite evident that so many good people are so gullible. They listen to that mainstream news and they hear these ratchet jaws repeat the
they're
same
stupid,
kind of
stupid and they're cowards.
Oh, I know, and it's just unbelievable. But anyway, let's play the clip.
I despise them. I hate them worse than the damn BLM. Anyway, Jay, young man, or Mr. Lizzie, when you get ready, go ahead and play that clip. I know we're running out of time before the break. We'll just play it. We'll just play it till we run it out. We'll probably have to talk about it in the second hour. But go ahead, Jay.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. So you remember when Russia invaded Ukraine in February. And at that time, our leaders told us this wasn't some faraway conflict in Eastern Europe. This was our war. No military should ever be allowed to invade a sovereign nation, they told us. Iraq and Afghanistan obviously not included in that rule. The invasion of Ukraine could not stand because it was a matter of first principles. But more than that, it was a world-historic moral battle that we were obligated to join. It was very clear Vladimir Putin was pure evil. He was Hitler reborn. The Ukrainian President Zelensky was his mirror image. He was saint-like, self-denying, brave, honest, very handsome. And Zelensky was fighting for the very same ideals that our country was founded on. A number of news outlets, including CNN and the LA Times, compared him to George Washington. So they told us that with one voice, month after month, no disagreement allowed. Not surprisingly, it worked. Americans fell hard for President Zelensky. They all did. Even in rural areas that voted against Joe Biden, you saw Ukrainian flags hanging from mailboxes. To many people, it felt like World War II again, the good war, a battle against tyranny abroad for the sake of freedom and democracy at home. Well, the better part of a year later, it's getting harder and harder to believe any of this. Whatever you think of the war in Ukraine, it is pretty clear that Zelensky has no interest in freedom and democracy. In fact, Zelensky is far closer to Lenin than to George Washington. He is a dictator. He is a dangerous authoritarian who has used $100 billion in U.S. tax dollars to erect a one-party police state in Ukraine. And that's not an overstatement. Over the past year, Zelensky has banned opposition parties. He shut down critical media by force. He's arrested his political opponents. He has sent soldiers into churches. Zelensky's secret police have raided monasteries across Ukraine, even a convent full of nuns, and arrested dozens of priests for no justifiable reason whatsoever and in clear violation of the Ukrainian constitution, which no longer matters. And in the face of this, the Biden administration has said nothing, not one word. Instead, they just continue to push to send Zelensky more tax dollars. So naturally, Zelensky has become much bolder. Why wouldn't he? Last week, he announced his plan to ban an entire religion, the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, and to seize its property, all for being insufficiently loyal to his regime. And he said it out loud. Watch this.
We have to create such conditions when any people dependent on the country aggressor won't be able to manipulate Ukrainians and weaken Ukraine from within. First, the National Security and Defense Council instructed the government to submit to the Verkhovna Rada a draft law on making it impossible for religious organizations affiliated with centers of influence in the Russian Federation to operate in Ukraine.
A free country does not ban a major religion just because it's not fully on board with the political program of the people running the country. But Zelensky's doing that, and his cabinet is now devising ways to punish Christians for practicing their banned ancient religion in Ukraine. Quote, personal, economic, and restrictive sanctions will be applied to any Christian caught worshiping in unapproved ways. Now, the Ukrainian Orthodox Church is more than 1,000 years old. With the full backing of the Joe Biden administration and the U.S. Congress, Zelensky has decided to ban it. So here's the response of one bishop to the news. You're not allowed to send soldiers into churches. You're not allowed to arrest dozens of priests because they refuse to bow before you. You're not allowed to ban whole religions. So most of the U.S. media, most, have just ignored this. Some have made excuses for it. Oh, he has to do this because there's a war. But there's no justification for this whatsoever. The Ukrainian Orthodox Church is not Russian. It's Ukrainian. It has no connection to the Putin government. It has, in fact, officially denounced the Russian invasion of Ukraine. So once again, there is no justification for destroying and banning this church. And yet Zelensky's many celebrity backers in the West have said nothing about it. And they should know better. In May, George W. Bush, the great defender of Christendom, met with Zelensky on a Zoom call and afterward described him as the Winston Churchill of our time, a man who should be praised for his, quote, commitment to liberty. So where's George W. Bush on this question, now that his friend, the George Washington of Ukraine, has banned a form of Christianity in that country? Well, George W. Bush has been silent as well. So have many purportedly Christian members of Congress. They're backing Zelensky no matter how many Christians he arrests, no matter how many churches he seizes.
To the Ukrainian people, you can expect the Congress to be there with you in terms of supporting your efforts to maintain your freedom.
Everything that we can do to be helpful to them as they fight for their freedom.
I think the history of the 21st century turns on how fiercely mm-hmm. we defend freedom in Ukraine.
We will continue to provide military equipment so that Ukraine can defend its territory and its freedom.
The United States will continue our unwavering support for Ukraine as it defends its freedom.
And let's get the job done so that we can save lives in Ukraine and defend the cause of freedom.
The free world had no choice. America could not stand by. The American people did what they always have done. Defend freedom around the world.
Every single person you just watched has campaigned, many of them make a habit of campaigning, Lindsey Graham, ladies and gentlemen, in Christian churches in the United States. Will a single Christian leader say anything to them about this? You are funding the destruction of Christianity in Ukraine? Oh, but it's the cause of freedom. Really? The reality is that Ukrainians cannot listen to media outlets that criticize the Zelensky government because they've been banned. They cannot play music from Russian singers. No, this is not in Taliban-controlled Afghanistan. This is in the democracy of Ukraine that we support. They can't play music from Russian singers. They can't vote for an opposition party because they've all been shut down. And now their churches are being raided and their priests arrested. So the fact that our leaders are calling this freedom tells you a lot about what they're planning here. Of course, why would you defend this? Because you approve of it. For its part, Ukraine's defense ministry has stopped pretending this is about freedom. They're just happy they're getting paid and they're finally crushing any opposition in their own country. And that's why Ukraine's military is now using your tax dollars to produce choreographed dance videos for social media consumption, sort of like the COVID nurses. Here's one of them. It's just a grotesque postmodern psyop, and anyone who's fallen for this is brain damaged. This is the same Ukrainian defense ministry that lied about the ghost of Kiev and the sailors who cursed out the Russian ship. Now they're just having fun because they're beating their real enemies, which, of course, as always, are domestic. And Time magazine is fully on board with this. They just informed their four remaining readers that Zelensky's president is the person of the year. And the media chorus is in full scream. John Meacham, the purported historian on MSNBC, believes that Zelensky is really a lot like the Pope.
Zelensky is being fired by the best fundamental impulses in human nature, which is to stand, to defend, to articulate, to fight back. And I think it's also important to remember that he is a performer. That's where he started. John Paul II was a performer. Ronald Reagan was a performer. Winston Churchill understood the means of the media of his time. He understood the power of radio. Yeah. Franklin Roosevelt understood radio. It's not coincidental that great leaders understand.
Great leaders. So if they'll defend a man who shut down opposition media, arrested his political opponents, arrested priests, sent the army into monasteries, and then banned a religion, if they'll defend all of that and call it liberty, they'll defend anything. Subscribe to the Fox News YouTube channel to catch our nightly opens, stories that are changing the world and changing your life.
Dear Blood River Radio family, can you hear what the guy said? Zelensky the Jew, his vice president is a Jew. All the Jews here in the United States are backing him. Get this. They sent soldiers in Ukraine, soldiers in the Ukrainian churches. They're destroying the churches. They're arresting priests. They're arresting nuns. They're banning Christianity, people, with the full backing of Sniffer Joe, old Sniffing Joe. And get this. I call the United States, it's the United States of stupidity, the United States of pedophilia, the United States of Bushovism, the United States of Satanism. Where the hell is the American church? And I'm talking about all the stinking churches, the Protestants, the Catholics, the Orthodox, the Mormons. Where the hell is the Mormon church? Sam, you need to get on your guys. The Mormon church just got through just inducting the LGBT. They're endorsing them. You know, I'm throwing the gamble out there to all my brothers. Get out of these damn churches. We're just going on. We need to get out of the church. We need to get back to the Bible. We need to go to a pre-denominational Bible church and let these stinking whorehouses that we call churches, let them burn. Let them go to hell. Let them rot from no money. But you know what? Is there any hope, Rand? Is there any hope for the American people in these? I mean, how stupid can these people be in these churches praying for the Ukraine? I mean, Rand, is there any hope for these people in the country? Is there any? I'm so frustrated. I say we bulldoze these damn churches down, man, and start all over. How about you, Rand?
Well, that's about what it's going to take, but it's going to be a lot uglier than that, I'm afraid, to get it done. And ain't many people going to have the stomach for what it's going to take, actually, but to get things turned around. But, you know, Lindsey Graham and Mitt Romney, they make me double sick. You know, Lindsey Graham's been making me sick a long time when I have an occasion to run across something he said, because I try to stay away from hearing him. But he was on that clip, and Mitt Romney and others. And you just listen to those talking heads, and you know, they all say kind of the same scripted thing. It's amazing, really. But that television, that people, that program, and they have been programming people a long time, and these people listen to the mainstream news, and they think it's God's word for the most part, and that's sad. That's how deceived they are. You know, the Bible talks about the devil being such a deceiver. He's very deceptive. And his spirit, he's not here. He's in Changeful Michael right now. He will be released. But he's not here. But his spirit is here and alive and well. And that's very evident. And anybody just take a second and just look around and see how our society is and what all goes on. And anybody with any kind of pea brain at all would have to say this could be much better. This could be so much more of, what's the word, Eddie? Homogenous place?
Yes.
It could be much more desirable. It could be where we didn't have sections that we avoided, especially to do things like get gas. I mean, just really, people, you just sit down and think about that. That's how we live it over here, and what we're supposed to be. You know, we always talk about freedom, a free country. You know, I don't see where we're that free. We have a license and a regulation for almost any kind of move you make. We have danger zones. And really, we get to the point now that anywhere's a danger zone. So it just doesn't have to be in a gas station in Montgomery, Alabama, or Birmingham, Alabama, or Mobile, Alabama, or Memphis, Tennessee.
You know, something else, Rand. Did you know, I don't know if you know this or not, this is how, and I blame this on all the American people. You know, we deserve, I mean, if God burns this damn country to a cinder, and there's a lot of people, I hate to see that coming, because there's a lot of so many precious, precious people, especially young people, like little Lizzie. I mean, she's such a child. My grandson, I still think of him being his baby. He's 28 years old. But I mean, when it rains it doesn't just rain on the good, it rains on the evil. You know, it doesn't rain on the evil, it rains on the good. But, you know, we have a president in this country that when they pass that damn Desecration of Marriage Act, where they're saying that, you know, you can marry your dog, you know, you can marry your tree, two men can marry each other, two women can marry each other. When they passed that, you know what that Sniffing Joe did, that sorry crap? He brought a cross dresser into the White House. He brought him, maybe one of the one, a tranny. And this particular tranny, a clip that Sister Nancy has sent me, I don't remember the whole thing. But the guy, the tranny, the crossdresser, he had performed, get this, for a 2-year-old. Who brought him in? But that's what you've got. We've got just pure evil from the very top, and you've probably heard me call it the supra, not super, but supra, S-U-P-R-A, the super government, the people that above the government, that runs the government, they're satanic. They're Satan worshipers. Okay. Bishop would say, they're the officer corps. It's Satan's officer corps. You said that Satan is he's on chains. Well, he may be in chains, but I tell you, his officer corps is running wild here. But I'd just like to repeat this again. These churches, you know what? I'd rather be caught in a New Orleans bordello than I would be in one of these churches. And you're talking someone who was baptized. I was baptized in a Southern Baptist church 2.5 months before my 62nd birthday. You know what? I had rather sleep in a hog pen than to go back to one of those churches like that. They're so cowardice. They can't speak up about anything. They spend all their time over here, man, celebrating Israel. I stand by Israel. They won't lift a finger to talk about what's going on in the Ukraine. They won't lift a finger to talk about what's going on in their school. Listen, they're forcing, and I know that a lot of people know this, we've probably talked about it before, Rand, but the United States government is threatening parents for objecting to the programs that the schools have, the program bringing in trannies, bringing in pedophiles, and having these cross-dressing freaks read storybooks to story hour. Go ahead, Rand.
And people, for the most part, are just kind of, even if you don't like it, you're not saying much about it. You're not being outspoken about it. You're not raising hell about it. But one thing I want to say, Eddie, you know, during that played that clip with Tucker, which was very good. People ought to go back and watch that. It's easy to Google and find, or YouTube or whatever. But one of the things that played a little part where that priest was speaking, that Orthodox priest, I guess that's what you call him, as a priest. But anyway, when it was on, you couldn't understand it. That was captioned. And he said a little bit there, but the main thing that I got out of what he said, the biggest thing, that they have declared war on God.
Yes, they have.
Everything that you just, I'm sitting here with this note right here looking at, this is what I'm going to say next. And Eddie, you're describing all that Biden stuff or that cross-dresser, and I'm saying, you know, they sure have. And it's worldwide. Yes. It's worldwide.
You know something else, Rand? I live within 5 miles of a Jew school. It's a very rich, I think they've changed the name. It's the Cooper Morgan Hebrew School. Get this. They have an American flag out there, the American rag, and they have the Star of David. And their flag appeared supposed to be the exact height. What other church, school building, any type of business has a flag of a foreign country out there flying at equal height of the American flag? And you know what? I despise both of those flags. I really do. I despise both of them. But in fact, the Star of David looks like it's a little bit higher. And these people, these are the very people that control Hollywood. They control our Congress. They're the ones that have destroyed our border. They're the ones. They love pedophilia. They love this. It's in the Babylonian Talmud. It's in every single Jewish temple in the country. They have that Babylonian Talmud. They don't worship God. They don't worship the Old Testament like I used to think. They worship that stinking Talmud. It's just pure filth and evil. And that's what we're seeing, Rand. That's what we're seeing. The evangelical church in the United States, they're nothing but a bunch of Judaizing pedophile worshiping, they're worshiping pedophilia, Jews, Israel. They're worthless. I despise those people, Rand. Go ahead, Rand.
They use Christianity a little bit in certain situations just to keep the people in line, you know, just to make them think, yeah, we're godly and all that, when they really ain't. They ain't really godly at all. But, you know, I'd like to say
they wouldn't know Christianity, Rand. They wouldn't know Christianity if it bit them in the butt. They don't want Christianity, Rand. You know why? Because they would have to give up their stinking sinning, Rand. They would have to, you know what? They might have to stand up if they admitted that this country is in such a hell of a fix. Rand, they might have to stand up and defend the damn thing. And they're not going to do that. They're going to wait for people like me and you and Dr. Hill to get mowed down. And I'm not going to protect them SOBs. Rand, we got to trans people. We got to trans. Merry Christmas to you. Man, we got to transfer. We got to shift gear. We got to go to the second. We're transitioning to the second hour. We'll be right back. Hold on here for this. It's going to be a little long break, folks. Be right back.